This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm very pleasantly surprised that the studio is still in one piece because, unfortunately, I had spilled a bunch of water, and so I think a lot of my equipment. That's the problem with having water bottles. I'm trying to drink more water. I have water around. Then I spill water all over the place, and so that's obviously not very conducive when you have a bunch of equipment around. Definitely don't want to electrocute myself. So if ever you guys hear me go, ah, or something like that, you know, please call 911 because I consistently spill things, and it's very unfortunate that there's all these wires around the place. So we got a lot to talk about. There's been some concerns about our hand sanitizer and some carcinogens that have been found in very common hand sanitizers, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the spikes we're seeing in, we're probably moving into a fourth wave COVID. This is something we knew would happen. Michigan has been dealing with some spikes. There's, I believe, a city, Ely, or it might be called Eli in Minnesota. In Nevada, we call it Ely, but in Minnesota, I think it's called Eli. Apparently, they're having some spikes in cases, and we don't know what the variant is yet, or if it is the UK variant or not, so we'll talk about that. I know people have been saying, you know, the British are coming for a long time. I don't think it's British. You know, it's a variant. Might have happened in Great Britain, but, you know, we're still at peace with Great Britain, okay? You know, we're still fine with, you know, those across the pond. We don't have to start a war yet. So we got a lot to discuss. Apparently there's a report that men's testicles are in danger because of pollution. You know, I have my kids kind of cover the jewels whenever they walk by the microwave. So you guys may have to cover them when you go outside. So we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. President Joe Biden is going to be making his first official press conference. We hear it's going to be very light. They're not going to hammer him like they did Trump. Which, by the way, I don't think anybody should be hammered. I think all presidents should be treated equal, but I don't think anybody should be hammered. You know? Ask questions. Ask a follow-up question. And be it at that. But he's been practicing. From what I understand, he's ready to take on questions. I think they gave him a list, and he got to choose some of the questions he wanted to answer. And so hopefully we'll get some clarity on some things, especially what's going on with the migrant crisis, what's going on with the next wave of COVID. So, but it will be interesting. If we are able to get you some audio, we will. Of that when it comes. I think it's supposed to be happening specific time 10:15 a.m., which would be 1:15 Eastern. We'll keep you posted. But one thing that has drawn some concern is $10 billion is being allocated to help boost the vaccine effort in low-income populations, and we're being told to help convince those that don't really want the vaccine to get the vaccine. $10 billion is a lot of money. $10 billion. I know it doesn't seem like a lot because we've been passing trillion-dollar packages, but trust me, $10 billion is a lot. I don't even have $10 in my wallet right now. And so this vaccine effort, it's a part of the $1.9 trillion, so it's money already that's passed and allocated. And, you know, I always worry about how the government does things. You know, I mean, the message that's put out there is the government is going to be spending $10 billion on trying to convince people to get the vaccine who don't want to get the vaccine. And that's not going to be a very popular headline among people listening to that going, $10 billion, won't you then? If nobody wants a vaccine, then use that $10 billion, you know, to help kids get back in school or help, you know, blind kids have a school for the blind or help fight cancer research or figure out what's going on with our hand sanitizers. But I think there's a little bit more to that. I think some of the hesitancy that we're seeing in certain populations when it comes to the vaccine is it was, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, it was our scare tactics we used the whole time during the pandemic saying you can't go out. You can't go to the movie theater. Right? Everybody stay home. Don't even go to the doctor's office. Call telemedicine. Do a telemedicine phone consult. Don't go to the dentist. Don't go to the nearby bakery. Stock up. Bunker down. And then that same population is being told months later, oh yeah, come outside. Come on. Come meet over here at this big convention area to go and get a vaccine. And then how easy is that for people that don't have transportation? You know, I have my own car. That's a luxury. And it's kind of a rarity for people to have their own car. So let's say you have a family of four, three of them are working. How are you supposed to go and get that vaccine? So, you know, while we're looking at a new wave, I don't know if I want to use the term new wave. I think they use the term waves and peaks, but we'll use that term because that's what's being used. But as we see new spikes in cases and possibly waves of variants, one of the very few things we could do right now, rather than locking down again, which I'm not a fan of, is to vaccinate. If we have some protection against some of these variants, then maybe we could stave off some of the hospitalizations that are coming with the variants and the COVID clusters that are coming. And by the way, the whole thing has been a cluster if you ask me. So I like the idea of using this money to maybe increase transport or to pay for a local community center to have staff to give out the vaccine so people don't have to take two or three bus transfers to get to a vaccination site. You know, I don't think we need a propaganda campaign. I don't think we need to be spending money on that. But I do think we have to have educational materials, and we do have to have resources for people to ask questions. We're telling them to trust a vaccine that hasn't gone through the years and years of studies and safety protocols that we've done with our other medications. Yeah, people are going to be hesitant. I feel it's safe, but just because Dr. Dahlia says it's safe, that's not going to convince people. Now, because how do I know? Well, I'm just trusting it. Well, have I looked at the AstraZeneca data, the Johnson & Johnson data? We've trusted the FDA to do that. Have I personally? No. So we're all building on past opinions. And if the CDC and the FDA says it's okay, we're doing it. Some people need convincing. But I want to ask you guys, you know, would this money be better spent if you have some people that have already made up their mind? Or do they need that money to help increase their access to get the vaccine? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, when the pandemic hit, a lot of people were going out of business, and we thought that the economy would never recover, and I mean, it's going to recover, but it's going to be very, very sluggish. Some industries boomed, and they just took off. Amazon did well. Telemedicine companies did well. A lot of pharmaceutical companies did well. And companies that realized there was a market for hand sanitizers kind of exploded. And hand sanitizers were being bought up just as quickly as toilet paper. Now, I warned you guys, I'm not that excited about hand sanitizers. I don't like us lathering up in chemicals. We already put too many chemicals on our faces with our makeup and our moisturizers and our conditioners and our, you know, just everything else we do. And so I was like, you know, maybe guys, soap and water, wash your hands, soap and water. And then I saw there was this urgency for these businesses who were able to open up to show that they had hand sanitizing stations. And I went to one company, and I told you guys about this. It was horrible. The hand sanitizer you could see was handmade. It wasn't a brand like Purell or something like that. It was in these bottles that looked like they were repurposed to hold sanitizer. And I put it on, and it stunk. And you saw other people just smelling each other. You couldn't get rid of the smell. And it smelled like bad tequila. I like tequila, but not bad. It just had that smell of this is alcohol that's not very expensive and cheap, and you really don't want to consume this. Yet we're putting it on our hands and our open pores, and it's getting into our eyes, and we're breathing it in. Well, what happened is these companies, when they got very little notice that they could reopen, they had to do something. And bottom line, hand sanitizer was getting expensive, and it was also hard to come by. My medical supply companies didn't have hand sanitizer available. I mean, we have a medical and chiropractic office. We want to open up and have hand sanitizer. So many companies were forced to either pay top dollar, or what some did is make their own concoctions. In fact, I think the CDC even gave, who gave some do-it-yourself ways to make hand sanitizer? I forget. So there was some major agency that said, look, you guys need hand sanitizer, here's how you make it. Well, again, you know, what are we putting into it? Well, if you remember last summer in New Mexico, a bunch of people died, had to go to the hospital because of methanol poisoning that happened with hand sanitizer. In fact, people were drinking it to get high, and one even went blind. And so these hand sanitizer products we need to be careful about. And then we haven't heard much about hand sanitizer. Every now and then there's a story about somebody's hand sanitizer exploding in their car. But for the most part, we're not really hearing much about hand sanitizer. Until they're called Valisure. It's an online pharmacy out of Connecticut that decided to test 260 brands of hand sanitizer for benzene. Now, benzene is a known carcinogen. Benzene has been used ubiquitously in tons of industries. They use it for rubber and detergents and plastics, gasoline, benzenes and gasoline, pharmaceuticals, many medications have benzene. And the FDA had said, look, no more than 2 parts per million. We don't want any. But we understand that with hand sanitizers and things like that, it might be a little difficult. So the limit's at 2. No more than 2 parts per million. Well, Valisure tests a bunch of products and found 17% of these products had over 8 times the amount of benzene that they should have. Now, what does benzene do? Well, it can be a big irritant if you breathe it in, if you get it in your eyes, if you get it on your skin. This is full, regular, concentrate benzene. But long-term benzene, so cumulatively, where you get exposed to a little bit in the morning, and then after you see a few patients, after each patient 5 more times, or you go into this restaurant, or you go into this store, or you deal with this client, and then you hand sanitize cumulatively, they believe that it could cause anemia, it could affect one's bone marrow, it could even cause leukemia, a form of blood cancer. And benzene has been kind of well known to not be the safest chemical in the shed type of thing. So we are supposed to limit our exposure to this. And I just get so tired of hearing hand sanitizers being brought up and there being negative stories associated with it. And I'm like, why aren't we using soap and water? You could get plenty of soap. Throughout the pandemic, you get plenty of soap. But hand sanitizer got bought up. It was a big industry. And maybe some of them were made halfway. In animal studies, the CDC says that benzene has been shown to cause low birth weights, delayed bone formation, bone marrow damage. Pregnant animals were actually in pregnant animals that actually breathed in the benzene, they found that it would affect the bone marrow. Bone marrow is where blood is made, so it could affect blood cells, cause aplastic anemia, things like that, in animal studies. In human studies, we talked about the anemia and the leukemia, and in fact, I think in some women, it affected their periods where they had a longer period. Okay? You tell me that if I used hand sanitizer, I would have a longer period. I'd be like, oh, heck no. That's not happening to me. So there, what my concern is I see these hand sanitizer products. And some of them that were found to have high benzene levels were the Mandalorian Star Wars brand. Now, Mandalorian had that Baby Yoda. I think it's called Grigu, and it's really not Baby Yoda, but we call it Baby Yoda because it's a cute little Baby Yoda thing. Little Baby Yoda. And so I'm looking at products that are basically marketed to kids. They're little cute hand sanitizer things with Baby Yoda. Why are we putting this stuff on our kids? Yeah, I have seen my kids run in from outside when they were younger. All dirty, muddy, time to eat. They come in, they put a couple squirts on. And you have to wash your hands. You got to get the dirt off. See, my problem with hand sanitizer is, what does it do in terms of superbugs? You know, if we do it halfway and we clean something with hand sanitizer and we use these disinfectant sprays that aren't really industrial strength disinfectants, which, by the way, I still have some concerns because we're spraying these in schools, we're spraying these around clients all the time and patients, you know, what are we consuming? What are we breathing in? But anyway, when we wipe things down halfway, any bacteria that survive that are able to make new bacteria babies. And these new bacteria babies may also be able then to withstand the hand sanitizer. So we think we're doing good by cleaning off pathogens and putting it all over our hands and bodies. And there was even antimicrobial bath soap. They got that off the market because of, I think, the triclosan. And you know, is that really something we should be doing? And why aren't we teaching more proper hand washing? Soap and water. You're supposed to do the happy birthday to you, you know, and you're supposed to do that twice when you wash your hands. When we wash our hands, we soap up, we go like that, and then we're done in 2-3 seconds. Not supposed to do that. You got to get under the nails. You got to get in between the fingers, the rings. You got bugs that hide in the rings. But if you're going to wash your hands, you got to do proper hand washing. Now, we in the medical field, we know how to wash our hands. In fact, before we scrub into a surgery, that hand washing is long. You know, you can't just do all right, I'm going to wipe it on my shirt type of thing. I mean, you have to really scrub, and you got to get under the nails, and you got to use these brushes, and these are things you throw out. And there's, you know, we'll use iodine, HippoCleanse, all sorts of things to really get in there to try to be as clean as possible, even though we're going to be in sterile gloves. And we're going to do, you know, as much, you know, sterile technique as we can. But I think we're doing ourselves a disservice. And at some point, somebody's going to say, look, stop it. Stop it with the chemicals. Stop it with the bad hand-washing habits. You're making superbugs. You're exposing people to chemicals. I mean, we don't really need benzene. And if that's benzene, what else hasn't been screened for that's going to show up? You know, they only looked for benzene, I believe. I don't know if they looked for every single other chemical that's in it. Because, you know, why does hand sanitizer have to have anything other than alcohol? Right? Well, because, you know, people want it to smell good. People want to buffer the alcohol smell. I mean, hand sanitizer is mostly alcohol. That's why these companies have been making up their own with alcohol. But like, I could put a bunch of alcohol, add a gel, it'll clean. Alcohol does sterilize. But in order for it to be a product that sells, it has to have a good smell, has to have a good feel, it has to be able to fit in gel form, and that's why chemicals are involved. So would you drink gasoline? Would you bathe yourself in gasoline? Probably not. So, you know, I would suggest that if you do use hand sanitizer, make that just one, a very small part of your hand washing regimen and get back to the soap and water. Not a soap that's all flowery and perfumey and cosmetic-y. Just a regular soap that has very little product and chemicals in it, okay? It's simple stuff. 1-877-DR7.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The flood of migrants at our southern border continues to be a contentious issue. Senator Ted Cruz toured a facility in Donna, Texas on Friday.
This needs to stop. It is a crisis. It is a tragedy. And it is a man-made crisis. This was avoidable. This was preventable.
He says roughly 10% of the people being held at the facility are testing positive for the coronavirus. Democratic lawmakers visited another facility. They said the White House inherited the problem.
This isn't about politics, and it isn't about playing games. It's about the humanity of these children.
That's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. A state trooper in Texas is clinging to life after being shot on a highway just outside Waco. Police are still trying to apprehend the suspect. This is USA Radio News. President Biden was asked if there's anything that he can do about Georgia's new restrictive voting law.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point. The Justice Department is taking a look as well.
Republican Gabriel Sterling, who implements elections in Georgia, said the claims that the laws are racist aren't true. The new law also makes it a misdemeanor for people to distribute food and water to those waiting in line to vote. Sterling says they were just closing a loophole.
Literally, we have reports of a handing out Warnock water. I mean, that's the issue we're running into. So we basically closed the loophole. They can still hand out water and food. This has to be 150 feet away, the way it has been for decades in this state.
Governor Brian Kemp said the new laws are simply common sense reforms. Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has fired all but 3 members of the advisory council. Former Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tweeted, "Dismissing the entire council is not the right approach." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're waiting for our next guest, there's another report coming out saying industrial chemicals that are in our pollution and household products may actually affect men's testicles. So if somebody wasn't really listening to what we were talking about when it came to hand sanitizer, maybe that'll pique your interest. Apparently, in some studies, it found that it would actually shrink the size of testicles, penises, cause lower sperm counts, as well as lowering libido, fertility in women. So the phthalates, which we've spoken about multiple times on this show, are these industrial chemicals that can affect, they call them hormone disruptors, and they can unfortunately affect much of our bodily functions. And when they target things like our hormones, then there's these feedback mechanisms that get disrupted. And with the feedback mechanisms that get disrupted, they could unfortunately affect our sex organs. So, you know, this is kind of the same theme we've been having of, you know, maybe we need to cut back a little bit on our chemical use. I believe our guest is now with us. Our next guest, very interesting, is Debbie Carope, founder and CEO of Inspired HR and YPO. She's going to talk to us about the landscape of what we're seeing now in terms of people coming back to work. And I'm really excited to have her come on. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so, you know, yesterday we were talking about how, you know, we've had some hesitancy of people coming back to the workplace, whether it's because of COVID or because of new habits that we have or new duties that we've had, especially as women, if we don't have childcare, if we don't have kids back in school. What are you seeing, you know, in on your end of things?
So, first of all, the industries that disproportionately hire women are slower to recover, and so we're not expecting the same percentage of work of women in the workforce from pre-pandemic numbers until the end of 2024. So it's definitely a slow recovery we're expecting for women. And yeah, and one of the reasons is the industries that women often work in, but the second one is the disproportionate burden women have with the unpaid work. So whether it's homeschooling our children or taking care of elderly parents or just the housework, so many women have realized that they can't do it all right now, and work is just not working for them. And so we do ourselves a disservice in society to not make some small changes that can help women stay in the workforce so we can all be more productive.
You know, it is so true. You know, this is something that I'm so glad you're talking about this, because this is something I've even seen with my female colleagues. They're like, Dahlia, we can't afford home health, and I'm the one administering care to my mom or grandpa, and it does take you away from the workforce. Are we concerned that when employers need to hire back and they need all hands on deck, and many women have to decline, are they going to have a tough time then competing with men in the workplace if, you know, men were able to come back to work and take those jobs?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're already seeing women, we've gone back to where we were for workforce participation in 1987. And the other piece is that you kind of touched on it there, is if women are stepping out of the workforce for 2 years, 4 years, 1 year, you're also losing the career trajectory, right? So you're losing the experience, you're losing the promotions to the next level. So the longer we step out of the workforce, the harder it is to see women rise the corporate rank.
So true. It's so true. What is Inspired HR?
So that's my company. We are essentially an outsourced and managed services HR company. So we support with everything from hiring to training and development, succession planning, things like reducing unconscious bias in the workplace. All things employee life cycle related, that's where we get involved, because we're just passionate about making workplaces more productive and making sure that people just don't hate work. So many places we just don't do a good job of work, and we make it more stressful than we need to do.
That's fantastic. So one concern you're probably seeing, and I'm hoping you could kind of touch upon it, is what I'm noticing is in terms of vaccine refusal to come back to work, many women in their reproductive years are a little nervous about getting a vaccine. In fact, I think there was a waitress, a food server in the Bronx, that had declined going to work because she was going to be undergoing fertility treatment, and they were mandating COVID vaccines. And I wonder if this might also play into women coming back to the workplace, especially especially childbearing women, if there's vaccine mandates. What are you seeing in terms of employers, and how many of them are mandating vaccines to come back to work?
You know, that's a great question, and it's one of the biggest questions that employers are asking one another. They're like, what are you doing? No, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because that's one thing, right? Are you mandating it? Are you not? And some are trying, and some people are contesting it in court. Then the other one is for women that are opting not to get the vaccine right now, research shows that we are actually more cautious and more afraid of getting the virus, and so we are less likely to put ourselves in a risky situation. If we absolutely don't have to. So if you don't need your job to put food on the table, and you're more apprehensive, you're just less likely to put yourself back out there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Debbie, you also brought up, which is very interesting, is when we had to isolate during COVID, moms couldn't isolate. Moms had to be there to take care of the kids. Moms had to still get, you know, the groceries and all that. And I think a lot of women are worried about if they are exposed, now the kids can't go to school. Now their partner can't go to work. And so you're right. Women might be tending to avoiding getting that exposure because if they have to isolate, and I hate to say, you know, when hubby has to isolate, you know, we already got it covered. You know, he'll watch March Madness. It's covered. But when mom has to isolate, it is overwhelming, you know, in terms of the household integrity.
Yeah, without a doubt, right? And this goes back to the old adage is women just right now do more of the heavy lifting at home. And it's getting better, and it's getting more equal depending on the household. But without a doubt, if there's one thing spouses can do and employers can do, is to encourage sort of that equality in the home as much as equality in the workplace, right? They're equally important, and the one helps the other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you are a member of YPO. You sit on numerous boards. Tell us about YPO.
So Young Presidents Organization is 30,000 CEOs across the world where we all come together to exchange ideas and to focus on lifelong education. And so it's just an amazing peer group where you can go and learn from mistakes other people have made so you don't have to make them yourself or feel like you're not isolated or secluded. It's all about having that group of peers in a safe space where you can just discuss anything that you need to.
It's so true. Well, you know, in medicine, it's interesting because when the lawsuits and the malpractice crisis happened in the early 2000s, doctors were learning from each other on, you know, what happened? How did you get sued? And it might be something as I ordered a test, the nurse wrote that we got all our results in, and apparently the PSA was missing. And so, you know, we learn from, ooh, okay, well, then I need to guard against that. Right? And I do think it improves best practices, and it does help you, you know, improve, you know, how you, you know, run your business. In the last, you know, 30 seconds, how can people find more information about you and what you do?
So Inspired HR, you can find us online at www.inspiredwithad.hr.ca or on any of the major social media outlets. You can find me, Debbie Carew, Debbie with a Y.
That's fantastic. Debbie, you know, thank you for all your great work. It's definitely an interesting time. And I'm sure, you know, business owners are really, really grateful for everything you do. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks for having me. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-GOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back with an Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael from Pahrump wants me to talk about if Biden is going to announce an executive action on gun sales today or gun control. This is tricky. I've been trying to follow it, and I know people are very, very nervous about gun control legislation, especially if any of it could hinge on a prior medical diagnosis. I don't believe it's going that far yet, and we don't really have a lot of information. I know the gun industry is surging right now. I mean, you might be able to buy guns, but you can't buy ammo. A lot of ammo is getting more difficult to buy, which could be another way that things start to get narrowed down in terms of the ease, you know, at people getting firearms and ammunition. Maybe you'll be able to get the firearms, but you might have issues getting the ammunition. But from what I understand, there's a couple bills out. I think we have two bills out right now based on the killing that happened in Atlanta, where eight people died. This was on March 16th, six of whom were Asian American women. And then in Boulder, Colorado, where 10 people were killed in a King Soopers. I believe yesterday at a Publix, I need to look up what city that happened. I believe there was somebody in tactical gear that came in with firearms and he was stopped. I'll try to find a little bit more information on that. So Democrats right now are calling for the expansion of background checks. And Biden has pushed for the Senate to pass gun legislation. It's already been passed by the House. And they want the Senate to take up and pass two bills. One is the Bipartisan Background Checks Act. That would expand background checks on firearm sales. It's going to kind of close a loophole that exists with gun shows and online sales. Apparently, the House, it passed in the House with the support of eight Republicans. One Democrat voted against it. And so they're trying to get Senate approval now. And then a second piece of legislation is called the Enhanced Background Checks Act of 2021, which where there's apparently a quote-unquote Charleston loophole, they say, which allows gun sales to proceed without a completed background check if three business days have passed by extending the background check review period from 3 days to 10. Apparently this loophole, the reason why it's called the Charleston loophole, is they believe that's what kind of took place, where there wasn't a long enough background check in the 2015 shooting where a white supremacist had obtained firearms and killed a bunch of people that were in a church study group back in 2015. So the president does want to also ban assault weapons. He wants to ban the manufacturing of assault weapons and high capacity magazines for civilian use. So Jen Psaki had spoken a little bit on Tuesday that Biden was considering all options open to him working towards gun control, including working through legislations and executive actions. And so he could take an executive action. And I know people are very nervous about, does that mean their guns would be taken away? Now, right now, there has been no word of what Beto O'Rourke had suggested of us, you know, supposedly going door to door and removing firearms. But people are nervous. And this is why you are seeing huge sales. We're hearing gun stores across the Mid-South are anticipating an increase in sales. This always happens. You know, when you try to limit or say you're going to move to this direction, all of a sudden sales go up. Just like with the Dr. Seuss books. People were buying as many Dr. Seuss books as they can in the wake of we need to, you know, look at some of the content that is not politically correct and what's the word for it where it's, assaulting, what's the word for it that they were saying that the Dr. Seuss books that were using very old, archaic, sometimes racist terms, offensive. So what ended up happening? Well, you would think people would be like, all right, it's offensive. We're not going to, Those books, they just, the sales went through the roof. And we're seeing that also with guns. They said at Bullfrog Corner Pawn and Guns in South Haven, gun sales have been up since the start of the pandemic. That's no surprise. And he says, the owner says, anytime they mention banning guns, banning magazines, it happens. Sales go up. So you would think gun stores would be a little upset, you know, by these announcements, but usually they do pretty well. And so the gun industry is preparing for a surge in demand. And you know, on the flip side, too, it's not so much because these things are going to be, you know, worth so much money. But when you hear that there's going to be lack of access, it causes this frenzy. Just like, you know, with toilet paper, which we're going to be talking about. Looks like we're going to be heading for another toilet paper shortage we'll talk about soon. So, you know, people fear that they might need it. And, you know, people have asked, why do people feel they need, you know, this type of artillery? Well, because they, you know, after watching everything we've seen in terms of Walking Dead and, you know, in terms of these movies, there's all the bad guy or woman, the bad person, always gets a hold of these weapons. And so you could be in an area like a rural Colorado that was a gun-free zone, and somebody will walk in with this weapon that he got illegally. And so legal gun laws are not protecting those innocent people who are living in areas that are supposed to be in these quote-unquote gun-free zones. They're still getting shot. So the average person's like, I'm going to protect my family. So it's not going to be an easy path. And people are panicked. And many also don't feel like the government is going to protect them. Of all the years for this to happen, after what we saw in 2020, where police officers couldn't come to the rescue of people in trouble and of businesses being looted and destroyed and, you know, riots. People think, look, you know, in the olden days, all right, you could call the police, and the police would hopefully be there in under 10 minutes. Now, that's not anything we can count on, because already our police forces are overwhelmed. They're going to be underfunded. So many families are like, look, okay, you know, we only have one life. I'm going to protect my kids. I'm going to protect my family. Now, yes, there's debate on what sort of artillery you need to do that, but either way, people feel that, you know, if we are going to be moving towards a war or mass riots or, you know, they might think that they need something a little bit more quick to the draw than a shotgun. Yeah, I was always taught a shotgun was one of the better things to have at the house. In fact, when somebody was in my house at 2 in the morning, hubby was asleep, dog was asleep, I stood in front of my kids' room with the shotgun, cocked it and said, told the guy to get the blank out. He got out because he saw the shotgun. So it does help in terms of deterring, you know, but what if he started shooting at me? And, you know, would I be able to, you know, so it's, you know, people find their own, you know, potion, whatever seems to work better for them. But the question, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit more in the next hour, is with these background checks, will background checks include mental illness? Now, mental illness is a huge range, anywhere from somebody having psychosis and delirium to some being diagnosed with having depression or anxiety. And a big concern that people have, which we are not getting a lot of clarity on, is if you've ever had a diagnosis of depression or anxiety, will that prevent you with future legislation for you to be able to get a firearm? So we're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in this next hour, I believe President Biden is going to be speaking. If we get any information or sound bites, we will send them or play them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.